Hello everyone, this is Teacher Fabi Meeting with one more edition of Way Ahead with News in English. The links, if you want to read this news, are in the description of this episode. All the news are from the website News and Levels. Globally, less than 1% of clothes are recycled into new ones. Discards of clothes are overwhelming countries like Ghana or India. Every day, people toss away tens of millions of garments to get new ones. When consumers throw away clothes, they do not think about what happens to them. Some of the clothes go to a second-hand supply chain. However, the situation is less common because more clothes are made quickly. Ghana is one of the biggest importers of used clothing, and the unwanted clothes arrive by the bale. The local language calls them dead white people's clothes. The large amount of clothing is unsellable, and around 40% remains in the country as waste. A reason for the situation is fast fashion. Fast fashion is when garments fall apart after a few washes. Cheap synthetic fabrics are difficult to reuse, and people buy and throw them away too quickly. In India, millions of tons of used clothing come from North America, Europe, Japan, and Australia. They get turned into car insulation, mattress filling, and cleaning cloths. However, even these products eventually go to a landfill or incinerator. A company in Japan has stopped making baby diapers due to decreased demand and is focusing instead on adult diapers. This highlights a significant issue. Japan's birth rate hit a new low last year, with more deaths than births. If this trend continues, Japan's population could decline by 30% in 45 years. To address this, Japan explores futuristic solutions. Jennifer Robertson, an expert on Japanese culture, discusses challenges and government responses, including consideration of robotics. While Japan aimed for a robotic society by 2025, reality differs from early expectations. Efforts to integrate robots into various sectors are challenging. Robertson highlights the complexities of robotics in Japan, including their role in surveillance and data collection, and explores the implications of technology and potential future developments. Doctors in Belgium are witnessing a rise in patients with severe nose issues due to increased cocaine usage. These patients are typically in their 40s and with privileged socioeconomic backgrounds, and they often suffer from nasal obstructions and damage to the mucous membrane and cartilage. Cocaine narrows blood vessels in the nose, which leads to tissue damage and perforations. When the perforation is wider, it leads to a collapse of the nasal pyramid, which is visible from the outside. Reconstruction of the nose may be necessary for severe cases. Despite a surge in cocaine use in Belgium over the past 5 years, the number of operations remains limited. The reason is that many patients struggle to undergo surgery due to the need to abstain from cocaine for at least 6 months for proper healing. Recycling advocacy group Metal Focus reports that households are accumulating more unused electronics and broken devices. People now store an average of 30 items, up from 20 in 4 years. Metal Focus identifies top items like remote controls, mobile phones, and hair dryers. Many of us hold on to old gadgets, cables, and remotes, which contributes to this issue. Spring cleaning offers a chance to responsibly declutter. However, electronic waste is increasing much faster than recycling efforts. Proper disposal matters because electronics contain valuable materials. Material focus suggests options like sharing or repairing to extend products' life. Manufacturers could also design more durable and repairable products. The UN warns that global electronic waste is outpacing recycling and emphasizes the need to save valuable resources. A recent survey revealed that half of Europeans disapprove of the European Union's migration policy and advocate for stricter border controls. The survey was conducted across 18 member states ahead of the European Parliament elections. It shows that there is a significant negative opinion on the EU's handling of irregular migration. 51% of respondents view the EU's impact on migration policy negatively, while only 16% hold a positive view. The strongest criticism comes from nations like France, Austria, and Hungary. Furthermore, supporters of right-wing and far-right parties express the most stringent views on migration policy. 71% of respondents support reinforced border controls. Kate, Britain's Princess of Wales, recently announced that she is undergoing preventative chemotherapy due to the discovery of cancer following major abdominal surgery in January. The 42-year-old wife of Prince William described the diagnosis as a huge shock. This revelation adds to the recent health challenges faced by the British royal family, as King Charles is also undergoing cancer treatment. Kate's initial surgery was successful, but subsequent tests revealed the presence of cancer. She appeared in a video message and stated that she is currently undergoing chemotherapy and is in the early stages of treatment. Despite the challenging situation, both Kate and Prince William are focused on managing it privately for the sake of their young family. The palace respects Kate's medical privacy and hasn't disclosed further details about the type of cancer. Following a catastrophic fire in 2019, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris embarked on a meticulous 5-year restoration journey. Despite facing challenges such as pandemic delays and changes in leadership, significant progress has been achieved. The recent removal of scaffolding revealed a new spire adorned with a golden rooster and a cross, marking a symbolic step forward in the cathedral's resurrection. Restoration efforts have been comprehensive, including rebuilding the organ, selecting oak trees for the spire, and restoring stained glass windows. The works demonstrate the dedication to reviving this historic landmark. Despite setbacks, the project is on track for completion by the end of 2024, signifying a remarkable milestone in the cathedral history. And these were the news that made the headlines in the past few days. Teacher Fabio Ning says goodbye and see you next time.